This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I am Vince Quinn here with you, and joining me is somebody who, he's just deep in the world of sports tech. Like, every time I'm talking to him, he's involved with a different league that's starting up. He knows teams all around the globe. He's involved with different apps, all related to sports. It's just sports is a big, technologically insane, ever-evolving, multi-billion-dollar industry, and this guy knows everything about it. So here to join us is somebody who is the previous global head of sports tech at KPMG. He's also the founder of Sports Tech AI. Ryan McCumber is here to talk a little bit about scheduling. What's going on, Ryan?
Good to see you, Vince. Or good to talk to you. How are you doing?
For all I would know, you are watching me right now. I feel like with all your technology connections, you're capable of anything.
There you go. Well, I am back in the U.S. I'm usually in Portugal. I was in Portugal all summer. We were talking, so back in the U.S. and spent the day watching the Masters.
Yeah, and featured in the New York Times for being stranded overseas. So it's always something with you. So, okay. So, by the way, because you mentioned something with when it comes to scheduling with the Masters and the NFL, like what's going on there?
Yeah, so tomorrow's the first time CBS has not had a 1 o'clock game since 1998. And it's the first time there are more 4 p.m. games than 1 p.m. games. And you know why that is?
Well, I guess it's the Masters.
There you go.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so golf has technically trumped the NFL. Golf is taking a front row, and basically it's contractual. And the NFL kind of knew this. And the scheduling, the guys that do the scheduling knew this going in, that the moment the Masters moved out to the fall, They had to plan around this, and contractually, that's something that CBS has to deliver on. Some of my friends actually do the NFL schedule. Believe it or not, they're actually some Canadian guys, of all things, do the NFL schedule.
Okay.
Never actually wanted to diverge that in the public space a couple years ago, because Trump might have got a field day and brought that back to U.S., but I don't think we have to worry about that anymore.
Well, maybe not. Who knows?
So anyway, we won't talk as much about them, but that's just a little nuance with the NFL schedule. But the NBA is coming back. And as you know, that's going to start back up on December 22nd and then continue on. But how much of that NBA schedule are you aware of, and how much are you across what's happening?
Well, yeah. So as far as I know with the NBA schedule, I know one of the things is obviously they're cutting the games down to 72 this year. And one of the things that's been a growing trend over the years is that they're just trying to eliminate things to make it easier for players, right? Like the NBA wants to go, okay, let's try to eliminate back-to-backs, 4 games in 5 days. Like that kind of stuff. So I know that's the general vibe with the NBA scheduling, but in terms of like what the actual processes are to make all of that work, I have no idea. None.
Yeah, so let me kind of walk you through it. Because as I said, I was at KPMG before. It's my old firm, and they've been doing the scheduling for a while now. I think we're on year 4, if not 5. But what goes into making the NBA schedule? I know theoretically how the NFL is made, and the NFL is actually a lot easier. As you know, we're both Eagles fans, and the season ends. We know next year we're playing the Giants twice, Dallas twice. You also know the other division you're going to play. You also know the NFC team, and you also can figure out you know, where you finish, it's all a given. What you don't know is who's going to play when and where. We play week two, week three, or four time slot. The NBA is completely abnormal. There's no rhyme or reason. There's nothing that's standard. Obviously, you play some of your own division teams again, but it's really the first and foremost is they sit down and they look at what are the best games, and the Christmas games get blocked into the model. So those are fixed. So we'll say, okay, we want to have Lakers one. We'll have them play maybe the Clippers again, whatever it may be. And throw Corona out. I'm not talking about Corona with traveling, but
yeah.
they'll put those into the model. And it's really the structure that comes next. It's what is happening. Traditionally, it's always been 82. Now it's going to be 72. But the other part of the structure is where are those games being played in what stadiums or what arenas and what availability do those arenas have? Now, this year is a tricky one. The Toronto Raptors probably won't be able to play in Canada. So right now, the NHL has a big schedule problem. They're actually going to flip it and be more like what Major League Baseball did, and potentially, it's not finalized yet, but put a Canadian division and then split up the Northeast, the Southeast, get rid of the West and the East the way the NHL has it. Well, not the West, the East. What are the two different divisions?
Atlantic
called?
Pacific?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But split that, but there will be a full Canadian division. So the Raptors, because there's so many Canadian teams, they can't all come south. But the Raptors, very similar to what the Blue Jays did, they're actually looking around right now for venues in the U.S. So that will factor into the structure. And what I mean by that is you take the Staples Center in L.A., where you have the Kings, you have the Clippers, and you have the Lakers, plus you have God knows what else goes on there, you know, the Emmys, the Grammys,
yeah.
all the other events. So each venue has to put forward, here's what we have available dates. Here's what we have a concert, don't have a concert, it's available this day, it's not available that day. And certain stadiums, it's pretty rigid. I didn't know this, but something like the Boston Bruins always play on Saturday night, I believe. Then there's other parts to the schedule that get fixed in, such as, you know, the circus in Chicago. There's the rodeo in San Antonio. These are big blocks that just can't be scheduled. So that all falls into the actual structure. And then it comes down to this thing called constraints, and it's constraint-based optimization. I'm not going to bore your listeners here. With
yeah, my brain
math.
Is too small to understand that, so please keep moving.
Exactly. But in essence, it's basically different things that can and can't happen. So we can't have three games in a row. We can have two games in a row, but we can't cross over two time zones, as an example. Another example that's going to make sense to the audience is they actually segment the whole league into four segments. So segment A is going to be the best teams. And this is not necessarily the best team actually to win. It's the best teams for TV ratings. And the segmentation is TV ratings driven. And the worst teams will be in segment D. So last year when Charlotte drafted Zion, they probably moved up to segment B because the schedule came out before he got hurt. And then after he got hurt, it kind of threw off the schedule.
Yeah.
But a team like the Sixers were notoriously segment D. You know, that one year we made that big jump, even though we really hadn't done anything yet, we jumped up to segment B just because we had Simmons and Joel the same year. So everything is done by segments. And another constraint is contractual, where the ABC Sunday game will say, it has to be a versus an A or an A versus a B. So it has to be a great game in essence.
Really? Okay. So, yep. Wow, I didn't know it was that specific. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And then those segments, it's kind of secretive, and I don't know what the segments are this year. I just know historically what they've been. That also factors into their TV ratings model and the gate attendance model. So we factor in a ticket projector. Obviously, this year there won't be any ticket projector. I think that whole part of the model just got dropped. There's also a TV ratings projector, so you get the best games on. So there's a dollar value to the schedule itself. Then once they run through all those constraints, and each constraint has a penalty associated to it. So if you break the constraint, you're assigned a penalty. Could be 1,000 points, 10,000 points, whatever. And you throw all these schedule combinations into the cloud. And again, we put this in the used computer, cloud-based computing. And it goes through 200 million schedule combinations per minute. Let me repeat that number. 200 million schedule combinations per minute trying to get to the lowest score. So it's taking all those constraints, and each constraint being broken gets a point associated to it, and it gets a score. And it's trying to, the computer is trying to beat itself. So in essence, the computer is playing a game against itself to get a lower score. And at the end of roughly, on a normal season, again, this year I'm not as privy to what's going on, but a normal season, it takes anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 weeks to get the NBA schedule. And they'll go through 35 trillion, that's 35 trillion with a T, schedule combinations before they land on the NBA schedule. Before we did this, they used to do it in Excel.
What? They did this? They did that in Excel? How is that even? Oh my God!
That's why there was a lot more back-to-back games before this model took over.
Yeah, because if I had to do that job, I'd be looking at that and be like, "Yeah, listen, pal, I put 8 weeks into this. Okay, this has been enough time. I'm good. You have five back-to-backs in 3 weeks or whatever. So be it. You know, I'm done."
Yeah, and then they also created a kind of an interface for the clubs. Have to submit their availabilities, and everything's traced, and there's an audit of it. And then there's a whole dashboard. So you can see when the schedule is coming out, everyone complains that we have this or that, but they actually have they call it scheduling defense to defend the schedule. Look, you have more back-to-backs, but you have less miles. You're traveling. You're doing this. There's more games on TV. So some teams might have more televised games than back-to-back, which is better for them. So it all kind of evens out and so forth. But literally, the schedule, each schedule has a value assigned to it. Again, I told you there's a TV ratings and there's a gate attendance. And if we want to get the best schedule for player welfare, let's say we can get it down to a minimum of 6 back-to-back games per team. But if you just raise that to 8 back-to-back games, it's $500,000 more or a couple million dollars more. And it's like, all right, Adam, what do you want to do? And, I'm not going to say which way he goes. And, I mean, obviously he cares about player welfare, and your model gets broken if one team, let's say Charlotte, New Orleans, the Pelicans, if Zion gets hurt, no one's really watching the Pelicans.
Yeah.
And so that model gets hurt. If he plays too many back-to-back games, he can get hurt. So at the end of the day, the NBA really cares about player welfare and driving that down to as little as possible. Now, I'm concerned this year. I was just looking at some numbers beforehand. So the NBA started 2 months later. Traditionally, it starts on October 22nd. This year, it's starting on December 22nd. On average, you play 3.5 games a week. So we're talking roughly 28 games are missed in those 2 months. But the NBA is only playing 10 less games. So they got to add time at the end. Now, the schedule is not officially out yet, and no one knows exactly when it's going to be completed, but the Olympics are this summer. And the NBA has gone on record saying we would like to play in the Olympics. Now, my gut feel tells me the Olympics for NBA basketball players might just get nixed.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the big question is, will they finish in time to get to the Olympics? Does anyone even want to go to Japan? These players just came off a shortened season to begin with. I wouldn't be surprised if we just send college players. I mean, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but it's not been released yet.
And obviously, I mean, you've got the fact that just looking around right now, like college football, a bunch of games canceled, college basketball. I know this isn't a game changer, but I think Yale shut down the program for winter sports. They just shut all of it down. You're looking at whether the college season is going to start on time for basketball, what to do with March Madness. They're saying maybe it's May Madness if you're looking at Rick Pitino. So for college to go through all of that and you see where the cases are across the country, you wonder, okay, does that throw a wrench into the NBA's plans? Like, how would that mess with scheduling? And there's just, I can't even imagine behind the scenes the chaos that goes into, because it's already hectic enough when you're talking about, what was it, 35 trillion, you said, different schedules?
35. The NBA has zero flexibility in the model. If a game gets canceled, they're just going to drop the game. I don't think they'll make it up. There's not room to make it up, and it'll come down to your winning percentage or your average wins. That's my gut feel. I mean, Major League Baseball is on that path. They ended up making up the games, and everyone, I'm pretty sure, played the same out in the end. But at one point, it was looking pretty grim. The NFL has the luxury of a bye week to play with, so every team has a bye week. And they also have the luxury to push it out 1, possibly 2 weeks at the end.
They talked about a week 18 already.
Exactly. So that's doable there. NBA doesn't have that. So I wouldn't be surprised if some teams don't play 72 games. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, and we're talking with Ryan McCumber, who is the founder of Sports Tech AI. He's also previously the global head of sports tech at KPMG. So let me ask you about this, Ryan, because obviously you've been involved with scheduling. You've seen all these processes, and you've already blown my mind talking about these processes. But as much as you know how it works with the NFL and the NBA, have you done this like with other leagues, other countries? You know, is it just limited to the NBA? What's your experience there?
No, actually, my experience is taking the project from what our U.S. team did and bringing it overseas. So I was actually based in Sydney, Australia, when we sold the project to the NBA. And so I got involved in that regard with the intention to bring it international. I brought it down to basketball in Australia, to cricket. We sold it to Aussie Rules Football. And then I was in a global role selling the soccer clubs around the world. And we also sold it to Chinese basketball. Yao Ming was actually the buyer of it. It didn't quite get off the ground, but Yao Ming's the commissioner of the Chinese Basketball League, of all people. But anyway, the funny story internationally, I was sitting in the Dutch office, the Dutch soccer league and the Dutch football, and they were going over, you know, how great our model is for the NBA and how we factor in gate attendance, TV ratings, and they loved it. And the guy actually asked me, can you put the training schedule in the model? And I looked at him funny. I'm like, well, of course we can put the train schedule. In Australia, we put the airline schedule because they don't have private jets. They also have to fly Qantas, and we also have to have direct flights. So we scrape a website just like, you know, your kayak scrapes the websites, and we come back and we give the price. And we even know what the price, here's how much the flights are going to cost. So we try to get that down. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the guy across the table, and I'm like, wait a second. The players don't take trains. And he says, no, Ryan, it's for the fans. I was like, wow, you really care about fan experience. And he's like, no, not at all. We care about saving a life.
And saving a life?
I was like, what do you mean saving a life? And he goes, yeah, there's a couple major stations in the Netherlands. And if a team from the north is heading south and a team from the south is heading north and they cross over at the same train station, there's going to be a fight. Someone's going to get stabbed and someone's going to die. And I sat there and saying, wait a second, someone's going to die? And he's like, I'm like, this isn't, I come from Philly. We're pretty violent fans. And I know, in Los Angeles, they stabbed at some of their game, but someone's really good. He's like, Ryan, these are hooligans. There will be a brawl. It's guaranteed to happen. Whether someone dies or not, it's not guaranteed, but there's going to be somebody's getting stabbed as a given. And the mayors actually have to spend 3 weeks, and they go through with a fine comb, and they have to approve every schedule. And he's like, if you can put that train schedule model into the model and insure it and put your brand on it that says this is insured, you know, you got a deal. And I walked out of that office that day saying, holy S, I'm saving lives. And I called my Dutch friends. I'm like, you guys can all thank me. You guys aren't going to die.
That's amazing, man. That is unbelievable. And that's why we bring you on this fine program to talk about things like this. So Ryan McCumber, previous head, global head of sports tech at KPMG and founder of Sports Tech AI. Ryan, thanks so much, man.
Sounds good, Vince. Talk to you again soon. Take care.
All right, you too.
All right, take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.